In all languages, or perhaps I should say in all language communities, as well as there being euphemisms, that is, polite ways of talking about things that are considered not polite, there are also dysphemisms, impolite ways of talking about things. In some communities, these reach an art form. There are comedians that use them. The Australian comedian Barry Humphreys has used a great many of these dysphemisms for humorous effect. For example, four men going to the toilet, one of his dysphemisms is pointing Percy at the porcelain. You can see where that comes from, and it's kind of humorous, and it's not a euphemism like going to the toilet, which doesn't actually talk about what's actually happening at all, whereas pointing Percy at the porcelain is much more obviously to do with what actually happens. Dysphemisms also link up with swearing. There are ways of swearing in a great many places, and what constitutes swearing differs again from place to place. What constitutes a swear word in one community may not in another. Swearing often comes from particular domains. It comes from religion or sex or excretion. Those are the general areas of sensitivity. And often swear words are old words for what were the perfectly normal way to refer to things, but which are no longer considered polite, so that the standard four-letter words, as they are called in English, or as linguists call them, the three phoneme words, they are considered impolite. Swearing is normally a way of expressing emotion. That's its primary use. For example, if you hit yourself with a hammer, then you might not feel so good about that, and you might want to say something, and the sort of thing you might say is bother if you haven't hit yourself very hard, or you might say something rather more extreme. Well, what constitutes extreme differs from community to community, and the F word, which used to be considered virtually taboo in English, is now used quite often, and so it's difficult to find another word to replace it that is at the extreme end. Many communities also have a way of ritually insulting people. Young men in particular are good at this. They play games in which they make humiliating reference to each other or each other's sisters or whatever, and this is done among black street youth. It's also done among Turkish young men. It seems to be part of the way in which you learn to put up with the disagreeable. In some communities, men have humiliating nicknames known only to their friends, and they're called by those nicknames in rugby playing teams. Often men have nicknames which they wouldn't want to have appear in public. These names are often drawn from the same kind of domains as swear words are drawn from say, sex and excretion, and most people wouldn't want it to be known that they have one of these nicknames. Because everything can be researched, there's even an academic journal which looks at this kind of talk, and it's called Maledicta, to speak badly. And I once saw a very nice note for subscribers asking them for their annual subscription, and it was full of insults. It basically was exceptionally rude, and that seemed entirely in line with the content of the journal.